I actually love squirrels. I think they're kind of fun to watch. They obviously have a lot of comedy associated with them. And oddly enough, the state mammal of Kentucky is a gray squirrel. And I found that kind of surprising, thinking, you know, we're kind of a wildcat state, that they didn't choose a bobcat. But gray squirrel, you know, Kentucky has about 5 different kinds of squirrels that you're going to find around here. You got the common eastern gray squirrel, and then you have the larger fox squirrel, which you see out in more countrysides and big open spaces. Chipmunks, people might have some chipmunks in their yard. And groundhogs, but the one that I always think is kind of neat, but a lot of people don't know about, and it happens to be the most abundant squirrel in Kentucky, is the southern flying squirrel.
So most of the squirrels that you would see around western Kentucky would be the flying squirrel variety?
We believe it or not, because of the density, the fact that they can live in larger numbers in smaller areas, we have more flying squirrels than we have a lot of the other squirrels in the state of Kentucky. So, you know, flying squirrels are cavity nesters, which means they live in holes in trees. And some scientists have found as many as, during the winter months, as many as 50 flying squirrels in one tree hole. So that just tells you that their density is pretty high. And they're found almost in every community. Every community that WKMS has, Martin, Murray, Paducah, Mount Vernon, you know, if you have oak trees in your yard or near your yard, you probably have flying squirrels. And what you may not realize is that they're coming to visit your bird feeders, your suet feeders, in the middle of the night. They're completely nocturnal.
And wouldn't a more appropriate name for a flying squirrel be a gliding squirrel?
Yeah, but you know, unfortunately, you know, when they named a lot of these things, you know, you talk about flying fish, you talk about flying frogs and flying snakes, you talk about flying squirrels, they're all gliders. Maybe flying just sounds a little bit better than gliding. A flying squirrel can actually glide, parachute almost, 150 feet. Some have even been seen as much as 300 feet. And the coolest part about them is their design is they got that parachute that you see, you know, the patagium or the skin flaps between their wrist and their ankles. But they also have a flat tail. They don't have a bushy tail like the gray squirrel or fox squirrel does. They have a flat tail that acts like a rudder. And when they're gliding, even 150, you know, feet long, they can actually do a 180 degree turn in midair and turn completely back. They have that kind of control of what they can do. And that's obviously to avoid, say, a nocturnal predator like an owl.
Are flying squirrels harder to catch than other varieties of animals because of this gliding ability? Or is this more helpful to them for transportation? What are the big advantages of this ability they have?
No, that's a great question. So the reasons why flying squirrels have this is to avoid predation, but also it's more efficient than, say, climbing down a tree, running across the ground, and then climbing up another tree. You can kind of just skip the middleman and just kind of jump from one place to place. That is the advantage to any animals that kind of glide. You know, in Indonesia, for instance, it must be crazy over there because the trees are so separated from each other. They got large trees. They have so many different animals that glide from tree to tree. They got these frogs. They have snakes that do it. Lizards, flying squirrels, flying lemurs. They have all taken up this type of transportation because in that type of environment, in the environment we have here, it's more efficient for them to jump from tree to tree than to climb down. And it also reduces the amount of time that they would be exposed to predation.
Are squirrels in general friendly? If you see a squirrel gliding around, do you want to keep a wide berth of it?
You really don't have to worry about most of these things. Because they're out at night, they tend to be a little less shy of humans, but they're not going to attack you or land on you or anything like that. In fact, if people want, you can actually watch flying squirrels come to your bird feeders if you do certain things. Because they have nocturnal vision, night vision, if you put a red light bulb in your porch light, then it glows on your bird feeders, you can actually watch them glide in and land on your bird feeders, as long as you have some trees around your bird feeders that they can come and go from. So
Do they get along well with other types of squirrels? I mean, I know they're nocturnal, and I think a lot of other squirrels are mostly out in the day, but there has to be some time that they're around each other. Are they good neighbors?
Flying squirrels are good neighbors. I mean, for a few things, insects, some maybe some small birds are not so great. They do eat sometimes meat. Gray squirrels tend to be the big bullies, and what they probably come in more competition is with the cavities that they go for. So a gray squirrel is kind of a bully, even for some of the larger squirrels, and may kick flying squirrels out of a nesting cavity compared to the flying squirrel doing the opposite to it.
What else is interesting about the flying squirrel you want to tell listeners about today?
Well, I think the main thing is that they're kind of a fun thing that you're going to find in your backyard. You can actually build nest boxes and raise flying squirrels in your yard. You can definitely watch them and enjoy them. I always think it's kind of neat that humans always like to imitate animals. And so now you're starting to see people jumping off cliff jumping with these flying squirrel suits on it. And that's a complete design from Mother Nature.